This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Rich Henry. And we're going to be talking about Henry's Rabbit Ranch in Staunton. And welcome to the show, Rich.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you having us on.
Rich, we recently seen that Henry's Rabbit Ranch in Staunton was given some grant funds by the Route 66 Scenic Byway Organization, and that's included also at the same time the Skyview Drive-In in Litchfield got a grant as well. But we're here today to talk about Henry's Rabbit Ranch, and let me ask you off the start. How did the name Henry's Rabbit Ranch come into being, and when actually did the attraction get started?
Okay, the attraction itself started officially in 1995. At that time, it was called Henry's Old Route 66 Emporium. Well, in 99, two things happened. I inherited a bunch of Volkswagen rabbits from my dad, who had passed away. And then also, I had received 14 rabbits that I rescued from my 20-year-old daughter at the time. And I'd just gotten back from a trip to Seligman, Arizona on 66, and I'd met this man out there who did it very different. He had a quirky, humorous way, the way he ran his snowcap drive-in. So I thought, boy, that'd be fun to do something like that. So I changed the name to Henry's Rabbit Ranch. Things got hopping almost immediately. And it put up a sign at the time, show and such. And like I say, I've enjoyed this.
Tell us about what all is featured at Henry's Rabbit Ranch, because I know it also has some memorabilia concerning an old gas station, trucking items, and so forth. So sort of how is it laid out, and what sort of do you have there?
In 1988, when I purchased the ground, there was only one structure here, which was an old mobile home. So everything has been fabricated to look like something from back in the late 30s or 40s. And the building, even the EPA thought it was an original, because in the 90s they stopped. They asked if I still had gas tanks in the ground. And basically, inside the shop here, part of it set aside for a souvenir gift shop, an information center. The trucking memorabilia stemmed from my family history with my dad and grandfather and brother, who has all had been involved in trucking. This goes back to the 1930s. And then in the late 70s, Henry Transportation started. Occasionally, I would help him out as a driver in the evening, making trips to Springfield, Missouri and back. So that's where the trucking memorabilia comes in. We have three Campbell 66 trailers, and then we have one of their tractors. And besides that, I have an 18-wheeler outfit from Henry Transportation when they existed. So the memorabilia goes back to my family history in the trucking. Inside the 66 is to satisfy the travelers that are looking for souvenir gift items.
About the Volkswagen Rabbits, which was a unique car in itself, do you have one or more, or how many is on display?
Well, I have several. There is approximately 18 to 20 that are outside on display. About six or seven of them are representative of the Cadillac Ranch in Texas, where in the Cadillac Ranch they have 11 or 12 Cadillacs buried in the ground. Well, I've done that with these six or seven, but they appear to be buried in the ground. They're cut in half, so they are sitting on the ground, but once the grass and weeds grow up a little around them, you can't tell the difference. And, you know, even if we're closed, it's still a good outside photo visit opportunity, because other than the shop inside, 90% of the stuff is outside. And also we have a big 8-foot fiberglass bunny, and currently he's quarantined. It seems like everything's affected by what's been going on for the last year or so. And to date, with the bunny rabbits, I've had 68 rescue bunnies. Most of them are bunnies that I personally rescued. In 2003, I peaked out with 49 rescue bunnies. And I probably have a little bit more love of the bunny rabbits because they're more personable. The Volkswagen rabbits, besides inheriting a bunch from my dad in 99, in 1982, he got me started on getting them myself. I got my first Volkswagen rabbit, and most of them are diesels. And it's just been a fun opportunity here for at least the last 20 years or so.
You mentioned the gas station and how real it was. Could you sort of describe what one would see if they actually come there and view the gas station?
Yeah, what they'll see, first of all, as they come in the driveway, and currently there's some updating with the local high-pressure natural gas line going on, but they should be done with that in about a week or two. And it's always been open, even with their construction. And what you see as you pull in the driveway off of Historic 66 is a building that resembles a gas station from about 1940. It has a roof coming out over the pumps. There's four old pumps in that area. And two of them are from the Staunton area of gas stations that existed back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. We have a fifth gas pump that sits off to the side. That came also from a local gas station, and the building that it came from still exists, even though it's now referred to as Ron's Cabinet Shop. So it looks very real. The pumps have not been updated or restored. They have the patina look to them, which most of the travelers love when they take the pictures. And many of them over the years have asked me, they say, are you going to restore them? And they almost beg and plead not to restore them. Well, my comment always is, you don't have to worry about that. I don't have the time or the money to restore them.
Are you adding anything or maybe planning to add in the future, or are you pretty well set with what you got right now?
You know, the whole thing here has been kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. Nothing has really been planned from the start. When the building was put up in the early 90s, it was just to store cars in. And I wanted something different, so they squared it off, and that's how the gas station thing came. But I never know myself what's going to happen here next. I had a guy call me maybe a month ago from out by Pacific, Missouri, and I'd met him about 20 years ago. He has a used car lot, and then back sat a Campbell 66 trailer. And at the time, he said he wasn't interested in selling it, but he kept my card in case if he ever would be. Well, I get a phone call. He's now going to be retiring, so in the next week or two, I'm going to go out and look at it. So, you know, I could be adding a fourth Campbell 66 trailer, and what would be nice with it, it would be able to let me set up a combination of two trailers hooked together. They're both what we refer to as pups, where you see them going behind a tractor, two hooked together. So I could be adding that. And we do have on the side where all the little previous bunnies are buried, kind of a memorial park. And in the near future, I'm about ready to put up the arbor entrance gate to it, which I bought 20 years ago, when right after our first bunny was buried. So there are some things going on. Also, you know, mentioning that Scenic Byway grant, I have three new panels. The sign out there has four panels. One of them I replaced about 10 years ago, and it still looks new. But the other three were in bad need of being replaced. So I have picked up the replacement panels for it. And as soon as the construction people are done here and have everything back to normal, these three new panels will go up on the sign. And they're very bright yellow background. They'll really jump out at you.
And just for those who do not know where Henry's Rabbit Ranch is located in Staunton, could you maybe talk about if someone's planning a trip to the Staunton area, how would they get to your location?
Okay. The actual address is 1107 Historic Old Route 66, Staunton, Illinois, 62088. And we're on the 1930 to 1940 alignment. And if you just follow that, if you're headed from the north going south through Litchfield and Mount Olive and stay on the 30 to 40 alignment, it will take you right past our place in Staunton. Once you cross over Staunton Road, you're a mile and a half from our location. If you're headed from the south going north, you'd be coming up Highway 4, about 3.5 miles from where I-55 is, and the historic 66 alignment will split. The 26 to 30 continue north on Highway 4, and at that point, the 30 to 40 branch off to the right, where 2.5 miles up the road, we sit on the left.
Your hours, sort of, as you said, people can visit, at least see some of the attractions, whether you're there or not, but when are you basically open?
I'm kind of semi-retired, but besides the Route 66 thing, I do license and title service here. And we got very busy a year ago, so what I have went back to for pretty much being here is 10 to noon. I'm almost always here, sometimes earlier. Go to lunch at noon till 1, and then I'm here till 4 o'clock and sometimes later. That's Monday through Friday. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., sometimes earlier, sometimes later. And like the old saying, never on Sunday. We're closed.
I wanted to ask you, we hear Route 66, we hear Route 66, songs refer to both. Is there a preferred way to say Route 66 or Route 66?
It doesn't make any difference. I think most of the people that have traveled it call it Route 66, like root beer. Because a lot of times you'll see where they'll spell it that way, R-O-O-T. But actually, with the federal highway system, it would be referred to as a route. The way it was mapped out in 1926 when the federal highway system started. But most of the people that are really in the Route 66 call it such, Route 66.
I was just going to ask you if somebody might want more information. Is there, say, a website or something like that where they can go to find out about Henry's Rabbit Ranch?
We do have a website, which is henrysroute66.com. Facebook has become very popular. And I have three Facebook pages. One is my personal, Rich Henry. And then I have two separate ones for the Rabbit Ranch, Henry's Rabbit Ranch, because in one, it's spelled as Rabbit, R-A-B-B-I-T. But on the other Facebook page, it's spelled R-A-6-6-I-T. So the sixes look like B's, so it worked out real well in the changeover back in around 2005.
Rich Henry, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.